The arrests this past week have raised substantial concerns about the radicalization of young Muslims in the UK. Prominent British Muslims, including members of the governing Labour Party, sent an open letter to the government, charging that British foreign policy, particularly support for American policies in Iraq and Lebanon, gives ammunition to extremists. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from London that extremist views are growing for complex reasons and could take years to reverse.
Can I just ask everyone to settle down, please?
The room is crowded with young professionals, gathered for a weekly meeting called the City Circle near Edgware Road, a predominantly Muslim neighborhood. They are British-born Muslims, doctors, lawyers, architects, successful and comfortable with their religion and their British roots. But the arrest this week has prompted deep concern, says the City Circle's chairman, Asma Siddiqui.
Extremely, extremely small in number. In terms of radicalization, but I think that is increasing amongst young people, young Muslims, British Muslims. And the question is why?
The answers are varied. But one factor, young Muslims say they feel alienated from British society. Just 44% of 18 to 24-year-olds claim Britain is their country. Conflicts over identity and loyalties are at the root of social problems, depression, suicide, and crime, says Mohammed Mamdani. He founded the Muslim Youth Hotline, one of the few national service organizations for young Muslims.
Here in the UK, we have a particular crisis in the sense that we have a very large Muslim prison population. One in five of the young people in prison is of Muslim origin, despite the fact that we only make up about 5% of the population.
Or just how about, like, the more you deal with these things, the more experience you're going to get.
The hotline offers confidential counseling for Muslims who feel they cannot turn to conservative parents, says Mamdani, or local religious leaders.
I am not convinced that the leadership of the Muslim community, or for that matter the government, have a true understanding what the problem is and what the solution is, because at the end of the day, we're not dealing with it.
The Muslim population is young. 54% are under the age of 24. Many are religious, but have turned away from the mosques of the older generation, where Friday sermons are often delivered in the native languages of the immigrant communities.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
This East London mosque is one of the few that has broken the tradition. Sermons are in English, delivered by a young, well-educated prayer leader, Usama Hassan, who wants to bring young people back to the mosque.
Words are just the beginning. Along with the words, there has to be a deep engagement with young people in terms of looking after their social needs and understanding them.
All praise belongs to Allah, the Most High, the Irresistible.
Hassan, a university professor, a scientist by training, says he reaches out to radicals, shares his experiences and his wide travels.
Many of our young, angry British Muslims who call for simplistic solutions like the Islamic State will solve everything or Islam is the solution to everything have actually never been to a Muslim country where they will see serious abuses of Islam and far worse than any criticism we may have about Western countries.
In the days since the arrests, the British government has carried out a subtle hearts and minds campaign, avoiding the term Muslim or Islamic extremist when describing suspects. But the seeds of extremism were sown long ago, says Asma Siddiqui.
We have got into this mess over the past two decades at least. You had extremist preachers coming into the UK from the early 80s.
Some radical preachers were deported last year following the suicide attacks on the London transport system. But an alienated population remains a target for radical ideologies, says Siddiqui.
It's almost a new cult that has emerged under the name of Islam, and Muslims and wider society have got to deal with that.
Some are trying with innovative programs. Barbar Siddiqui with the Luqman Institute, a charity in Britain, is what you could call a deprogrammer, challenging extremist organizers on college campuses.
Oh yes, they're all over the place, and it's very difficult to sort of take on this big group because they're very well organized. They've been around for such a long time, since the late 80s, so they're established, very, very sophisticated. You look at their websites, their publications. They have sort of support structures sort of throughout the UK and worldwide.
In this battle of ideas, Siddiqui says his work takes patience at the grassroots level.
It is reversible. You see, where these people are, they've, over a period of time, they've become so narrow-minded, they've become so sort of charged with hate and anger. You know, these people can be engaged and slowly they can be sort of drawn out of that, brought back, as it were, from the sort of narrow vision that they have.
It is a long-term solution that needs the full support and funding of the British government, but just one of the solutions for a crisis that threatens to further divide British Muslims from the rest of the population. Deborah Amos, NPR News, London.